Hi, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to New Jersey Revolution Radio. This is Brian Powers, and again, I'm joined by my good friend and comrade, Pat Noble. We're going to ask him what the fuck is going on in Trenton in 1 minute, but I have two things that I have to talk about real quick. First of all, I know if you're listening to the podcast, you can't see this, which is very unfortunate, and it's why you should go to the webpage and look at the posting about this. Watch the video, because I now have a cool microphone. And you could see it. Look, it's hanging down, and it's so like professional. Cool. I got so headphones on. This is a real deal now, right?
I think it is. Yeah, or at least it's a nice prop. Yeah,
it is. It doesn't work. It's not an actual microphone.
Well, don't say that. It's just ruined it for everyone.
I seen it out in the garbage, and I just grabbed it.
It doesn't have these things. It's a lot of money on it.
Yes, I need donations so I can get. No, it's actually my son's microphone. I stole it. So it looks cool. He's in my house, and I'm a communist. And
we've got private property, personal property things.
It's cool, and I do a podcast. Yeah. Next up, I'm gonna get a background, and this I am waiting for donations on. I've been holding off on this. So if you want to send me money. I was thinking what I would do is get like a backdrop here with the NJRR logo on it, so you didn't see, you know, the green background. It'd be, I think it'd look more professional. And that combined with a microphone, it's like,
yeah, but it doesn't work.
Where's, you know, the endorsement deals are going to start rolling in, man. You're going to see Nike plastered across the bottom of the screen as I talk about communism one day.
Just do it.
You know, I thought about the saying, communist, what is it, that we will hang the last capitalist with the rope that he sold to us.
Yes.
That's Lenin, right?
Yeah. Or we'll hit him with the last broken microphone we found.
Maybe we'll see. All right, so that's the first thing and probably the most important thing we'll talk about all that. Because we're going to talk about what's going on in Trenton in a minute. The other thing, which is serious, the Randy Alston live stream that we did last night from her school board meeting really affected a lot of people. I spoke with people over the last 24 hours, came very emotional after viewing that video. It says a lot about, you know, people and stepping up. And yeah, I'm not gonna offer my opinion. I think that's their community. I acted as press at the event because Heather stood in for Randy, and I hope she's listening. I gave birth to a baby girl and was unable to actually attend the board meeting. And we just felt like, okay, I'm going to be the journalist, so I'm not going to, you know, do anything. Heather read the statement written by Randy, which was very moving. And then some other community people showed up. And you know what, man? It's in a room full of maybe a tops 20 people, which dwindled down as the meeting went on. Five people stood up and spoke out for this woman. And it was good to see. It was good to see a community come around that. I really wish I'd kept live streaming. One thing I will tell you that happened right after is as I walked out, there were three police there. What do you think the odds are that three policemen usually hang out at the Ventnor school board meeting?
Slim to none.
I said something to the cop. Because they were all, you know, the school board was acting. As I walked by the cop, I go, you see that shit up there is why people give you a hard time, man. And maybe he called his buddies, but they didn't bother me or say anything to me. I left and view the video, check it out. It's on the Facebook page. I haven't made a blog post on it yet, but I guess I should, so people can maybe view it in their browser. But if you scroll back on the Facebook feed a little bit, you can see it. So thanks a lot for all that. You know, this is the kind of work I really love doing. We're going to talk about politics and stuff tonight. Me, Pat and myself, we have a good time with this. We're poking fun at people who think they're really important, which is always great to do. But we also want to do that serious community organizing work and back people up that are standing up to the establishment. Man, I'm really proud to have been a part of that campaign, and I'm really inspired by Randy and her community right now. So. Now, Pat.
Brian.
What the fuck is going on? I was there all day, and I still don't know.
Yeah. You've been there for a long time. You can't answer that question.
3 years and going.
So we are, as we continue the countdown to the shutdown, we are less than 3 days away from July 1st, and if we have no budget by then government shutdown for the second consecutive year.
midnight on Saturday.
Yes. So the so sort of where we're at, I mean, it's hard to tell if we're coming closer to a compromise agreement or coming closer to falling off of a cliff. It might be both.
Mm.
So the 30-second synopsis of where we're at so far. Yeah, on one side you have Governor Murphy, who's pushing his version of what the budget should be, which involves bringing the sales tax back up to 7%.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Christie put it down to 6.625.
Big money. Big
Big money increase in what Murphy's calling the millionaire's tax. It's the highest income tax bracket. Still flirting with the idea of taxing legalized marijuana, but that seems to be.
I don't know if that's the truth be told. I think they've reconciled that they don't have the votes to legalize. So I don't even think that's part of the equation.
No, so that's sort of, it's not on the table for the budget right now.
Doesn't sound like it.
And on Sweeney, the legislature, which is, Democrat controlled, being led by Steve Sweeney, the Senate president, he's, pitching a school funding plan. They oppose the sales tax increase, the millionaire's tax, and they're pushing a corporate tax increase instead, originally for 2 years. So that's sort of where we're at until now, where neither side seemed interested in reconciling at all. And Democrats in the legislature, I believe last Thursday, passed their own budget and sort of, told Phil Murphy to call their bluff. He's sat on their proposal since then.
Right.
Hasn't vetoed or anything, just sitting on it,
yes.
Seeing if they can work out a compromise in the meantime.
Mm-hmm.
And in the meantime, they have been coming up with concessions or new ideas, and they seem to be just going off the fucking rails for what they're starting to propose. Sweeney has come back with a couple changes, a couple of new ideas. As far as his corporate tax goes, now he's willing to go with a 4-year instead of a 2-year. The original plan, after 2 years, the increase would go away. Now he's agreed, graciously, to go to 4 years.
Don't you think that if you're a millionaire and your taxes go up, whatever, this is right, and you're here for 4 years, you ain't gonna fucking notice anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, you will have all these it's gonna be horrible that they leave the state. Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck. But don't you think after 4 years, you're a millionaire, you've been paying this tax, you all of a sudden you need this rescinded? Fuck these people.
No.
Fuck these people. Yeah. What is wrong with this government? Why even consider it the shit? What is wrong with them? The millionaires have done enough after 4 years. They've been giving it to our class for 40.
Yeah, 40.
Douchebags.
And it gets even better. I mean, they're talking about the, basically the corporate tax rate versus the millionaires tax and what they're going to go with.
Yeah.
And, it seems to be, whatever numbers they settle on with those two things, that's going to be the end of it. Whether we shut down the government before then is the million-dollar question, pun intended.
I guess.
But in the meantime, Sweeney has come up with just fucking outrageous ideas for what else he can throw in the budget. Because when they came to Murphy with the compromise, he said he wanted sustainable funding. Not 2-year shots or 4-year shots. You want sustainable funding. So this is what Sweeney came back with. He wants to double what's called the realty transfer fee. So if you sell your home for more than $1 million,
right?
Which, Brian, I'm sure you're going to do one day.
Probably.
Yeah. especially after you put the green screen in.
Sometime, long time after my death.
Maybe if you throw your microphone in.
Which I broke, by the way.
Anyway, the fee of the tax right now is 1% of sale if your sale's over $1 million. He wants to raise it to 2%. Such a miraculous number for someone selling a $1 million home.
Yes.
But the centerpiece of his new proposal.
Drum roll, Paul. Wait.
What? You got a drum roll? It sounded great on the new microphone.
Yes. It's all about the mic.
Steve Sweeney wants to put a sales tax on short-term property rentals. That's right. If you're renting a summer home on the Jersey Shore for less than 90 days, Sweeney wants you to pay 6.687 sales tax. Where the fuck do they come up with this?
Have they estimated how much money this is going to generate?
No, I don't. I think you're just throwing it out there. It's basically a fuck you to Phil Murphy. I mean, you know, Sweeney's down in South.
Everything's a fuck you back and forth. Right now, Trenton's just two guys throwing fuck yous back and forth. Match.
Yeah. I mean, do you really think that Sweeney down in Southwest New Jersey gives two fucks about the seasonal rentals on the Jersey Shore in Central Jersey?
No.
Of course not. But you know who might? Phil Murphy, who lives in Middletown. It's a political pissing match.
Are they going to maybe come up with a tax for men over 6 feet tall? You know?
No, because that one actually hit Steve Sweeney. He doesn't want that.
That's true.
He's a pretty big guy.
Maybe that would be the compromise. They both have to say that. The tall man.
These are the, you know, they're looking for this grand compromise, and this is what they're coming out with?
Yes.
Property tax rentals.
So, you know, I'll give some disclosure before my statement, because I work for the Communications Workers of America. They don't endorse this nonsense. Mm-hmm. I should be clear about it. Very clear.
I've that disclaimer at the start of every show.
Yeah, you know, look, there's a balance there. I have to respect my employer, and I'll tell you, I really respect what they've done over the last couple of days. Even, you know, listen, they're aligning behind Phil Murphy. They supported the dude. They sunk $1 billion into him. Mm-hmm. You know, they need to back this guy up to get some of the stuff they want and make sure. But I think that, you know, as we've talked about before, you know, these things intersect, right? And this kind of particular battle does intersect with working class struggles. Mm-hmm. You know, listen, there's not enough money in the budget to take care of poverty. There's not enough money in the budget for transportation. There's not enough money in the budget for education. As far as I'm concerned, this whole system needs to be blown up. But, you know, unions are getting behind their guy. When you have other unions not supporting that struggle, because working class people, and right now what Phil Murphy is doing, and I'm sorry I have to sound like a Phil Murphy supporter right now, but I've kind of seen it from the inside, is he's giving space for working people to organize. And it's through labor unions, and it's through establishment people, and it's through a lot of Democrat supporters and stuff like that, but he is giving space for working people to organize. And so in response to that, we have the Sweeney crew, again, Norcross, reaching out to building trades, saying, you got to help us fight public sector workers. And let me tell you something. If you're a union leader and you take that phone call, fuck you. Seriously, man, fuck you. What are you doing? Why would you even pick up the goddamn phone for a politician, a bootlicking corporate paid for politician? Why would you pick up the fucking phone and screw over another labor union? What's wrong with you? You know, all these building trades guys, you should be embarrassed over the actions of your union, because my union should be fighting for me and my class, not for Norcross and his friggin' buddies. And I got to call it out. Yeah. Had it. And that's what I'm seeing on the ground. So even though I'm not a big Phil Murphy fan, and everybody knows it, and most of the people I work with don't appreciate that, I respect that. But I got to say, man, this dude's giving space for working people to organize for a better budget, even though it's not everything I want. And we got unions actually fighting that. And that's got to stop. It's got to stop. And it's got to be union members that make it stop by holding leaders accountable and say, this isn't what I want my union to be. I want you to stop taking orders from politicians and start following the working class. That's my thing.
I think part of it, though, and it goes back to what we talked about last time, is that Murphy is greatly misunderstanding what political capital he thinks he has in the state, just because he won the election last year.
Right.
Just mirror it, you know, I hate to compare the two, but look at when Christie was first elected and he was going after pensions and healthcare and everything else. You know, horrible things, but he was barnstorming the state with the town halls and actually rallying support. And what's Phil Murphy do? He sets up another front group run by his buddies, funnels money into it so they can run campaign commercials.
I call it like I see it.
Yeah.
I call it like I see it. I agree with you on that. Yeah. And listen, we everyone knows the front groups and all that. You know, but like on this issue, what annoys me is coming from labor. And, you know, man, I go back to my IBEW days. Man, I remember rallying with state workers. I ain't getting no benefit out of it. My union told me to go. And IBEW 827, which is not as associated with trades, you know, was great union, man. It took care of their members, and they taught us to go out and help other unions.
Part of it, though, is, I mean, yes, you know, he's giving some union space to organize in favor of his budget. On the other side of it, he's letting the unions do whatever the fuck they want. I mean, look at last year when the
NJ... unions can never do what the fuck they want.
Yeah, look at last year's example. When the NJEA went after Sweeney. Murphy sat on his hands and did nothing. I don't know if that's because he just wasn't politically experienced enough to know what to do or what
no. the
was. But that seems to be bleeding into his governorship as well, where, yes, some unions are supporting him and some are running over to Norcross and Sweeney. But he's not doing anything to corral them in the right or the wrong direction. He's like a coach on the sidelines. You know, you do this, you do this. I'm going to stay over here.
Well, I mean, then the players just need to take over the field. Right? I know, it's entryism.
That's all right.
Kind of. You know, I just look at it that way. It's better. And especially in this day and age, you know, where the federal government is completely against us.
Yeah.
You know, we need some space, and we're getting that, and I see it, and I can't deny it, even though I'm not a fan of the Democratic Party and stuff. But, you know, we have all these internal struggles, and you have the same thing with the left. You know what I mean? You know, it's kind of larger scale sectarianism. You know?
Yeah.
But, you know, I call that out. What else is going on in Trent besides budget? What else have we not analyzed on this? This can be.
I
showed off my microphone. Yeah. Like, I'm done. We're good. I yelled about the trades. Yeah, that's
that. Right now, they're just arguing over petty bullshit with 3 days to go. They're, you know, talking, like I said, the short-term property rentals. They're still arguing back and forth over whether we should bring the 6.687% sales tax back up to 7%. If you highlight that as an example, that's a 0.313% difference. That's less than 0.5% on the dollar. You're gonna shut down the government because you can't agree over that.
Let me redeem myself and sound like a communist again. They're just arguing over what scraps we're gonna get.
It's goofy.
What we need.
It's nothing that has any effect on working people. You know, if you look at you and me, do you really think that going back to 7% is going to matter? I'm going to pay an extra cent for my $2 coffee?
You know, since they reduced that tax, I bought a Lamborghini Countach.
Yeah.
I put a pool in my backyard.
Nice.
I mean, all that money is going to go away. It's been really hard. I can't even get through my house. I have these bags of money laying around everywhere to get my way.
Fuck up our short-term property rental. We get down to Point Pleasant every year.
Yeah. So oh!
Taxes on that.
I'm down there. It's true. It's true.
I have to take my hat off. The line of the week, as we go up to the budget, goes to Tom Keene, the Senate Minority Leader. This is what he said when they brought up the property rental nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
Only among New Jersey Democrats would a debate over two tax increases morph into a discussion over three.
I know. You know, they hate taxes. I tell you what, stop taking the salary and we can play less taxes.
Yeah, I'm almost curious to see what would happen if Murphy, you know, grows a pair and actually vetoes their budget.
It's a risky strategy because they have the votes to override it.
They may. What would happen if he would? Because when it sounded like he was going to 2 weeks ago before they sent it to him, Sweeney and the Republicans started whispering that they would collectively have enough votes to override the veto.
Sweeney always says that, though.
Yeah, so I'm curious what would happen.
I don't sit down with a board and look at and count votes, so I can't tell you. Nor am I ever going to be that interested in this shit to do that. But, he does say all the time he has the vote. So I just as soon as I hear Steve Sweeney say something, I think, well, that's not true.
Yeah. And then if you look at Murphy's side where he's looking to concede, he said he's willing to go down on the income tax increase, still have it, but reduce the percentage.
Yeah.
He said he's willing to agree to Sweeney's school funding proposal, which would gut Jersey City.
What was the original proposal? 10.5, right?
I think he's 10.75.
10.7. Now, what did he come down to? Do we know?
No, he just said he'd be willing to go to a more modest number. Right now, we're just shy of 9%. So there's not a lot of room in there.
Should be 100%.
There you go. But now Murphy's.
You don't need more money once you have $1 million. You don't need any more fucking money. You don't need any more. No. You have $1 million. Go the fuck home. Stop.
Just go buy a governorship like Phil Murphy did.
Yeah. Well, do it for 14 years and then go become governor.
Become ambassador to Germany. Go donate a bunch of money to the president and get a nice ambassadorship.
More goddamn money once you have $1 million. You do not need any more fucking money. And people are starving, and people need treatment for drugs, and our education system needs to be supported, and you're rolling around in money you don't need. Eat.
Yeah. Here's another thing that our hero of the working class, Phil Murphy, said recently. Up until now, he's been saying...
I prefer Dear Leader, by the way.
Oh, okay. up until now, he's been saying that the New Jersey Transit is grossly underfunded, which is true. Mm-hmm. But he's been consistent up until this point in saying that, even though we have to fund them more, that's not going to come in the form of a fare hike. Fares have gone up. I mean, you take the train almost every day,
No, I don't take the train much anymore. No, I got a crappy car, but a hand-me-down car, but it gets me from point A to B. It's a Ford. It won't die. I love it.
Okay. Well, but when you did take the train, it's gone up like almost 40% in the past.
Yeah, man. And I got to spend an hour and a half roughly every day. And then I would walk. I could have taken a bus, but I would walk. I'm talking like 2 hours, an hour and 45 minutes. But that's a lot of time, man.
Yeah, but it's gone up almost 40% in the last 10 years. Yeah. And up until this point, Murphy's been saying, we got to fund New Jersey Transit, but we're not going to do it in the form of more of a fare, increasing fares again. They asked him the other day, his response, he cannot take anything off the table.
It's not even
that's
enough.
That's his new response.
Well, listen, here's where I'll disagree. I just got to beat up Phil Murphy now because I praised him. I'm compensating.
Otherwise, people
We shouldn't be starting the conversation at where they're at. And I've maybe talked about this with people inside. I don't know if I've ever said it on a podcast. But we should have a damn high-speed rail coming from New York all the way down the Northeast Corridor all the way to Atlantic City. Atlantic City needs to be revitalized. Mm-hmm. You need mass transit system. How much more easy would my life be?
They were doing that. They're opening more casinos. Isn't that going
to revive? The douchebags are actually talking about trying to force North Jersey's casinos on us again.
Yeah.
So Jeff Van Drew is talking about putting North Jersey casinos back up. Screw you, dude. Mm-hmm. I mean, we rejected that on the ballot by like 70%.
No one wants it. No one wants it.
But Jeff Van Drew and Sweeney want it. So here's to all you. We're going to do what we want.
Let's open up a Hard Rock in Atlantic City. Let's get the other one that's opening up this month.
Yeah, bring it. Atlantic City's begging for real revitalization. Yeah. That community has been abandoned.
Let's build it up again on the casino industry so it can fall down even harder this time.
Exactly.
That's great.
Mass transit and grow from there. Because you can't overnight, bomb the casinos and get on. You cause too many working class jobs and all that. But you do have to change the economics of that area, and you do have to include the people of Atlantic City in those economics and stop bringing in douchebags like Carl Icahn. How about the next casino that goes over out of business? You got the state takeover. Take over the frigging thing and run it, and then run it into the ground and do something else.
Chris Christie's boy, Jeff, to Chiesa? Chiesa?
Yes.
Whatever his last name was, the emergency manager of Atlantic City.
Right.
Yeah.
How much did he make?
That's a good question.
It was like ridiculous. They paid him like $30,000 for like 2 months. I don't remember. Don't quote me on those numbers.
I'll tell you what. It's a lot of money. It's not a bad gig. You stomach being Chris Christie's friend long enough, he makes you a U.S. senator and then lets you go stay in Atlantic City.
Ta-da!
Yeah. Yeah, so we're talking New Jersey Transit fare hikes now, and
there's a lot of needs.
This part has no real relationship to the budget. I just think it's fucking hilarious.
No, we're talking about real working class needs here.
Yeah, Murphy is sort of calling all cars right now. Calling up friends outside of New Jersey to back him up.
Yes,
say he's the progressive vision for New Jersey. Blah blah blah.
Dear Leader.
So who has come to the aid of Phil Murphy from Democratic hierarchy?
Oh no, I'm really afraid of what you're about to tell me.
Well, two names, and I can't decide which one I like better. The first one, the former Vice President Al Gore, just coming out saying how great Phil Murphy is, that he need to pass his budget, and that's great. And the second one, the former governor of Vermont and creator of the Dean Scream, Howard Dean.
Well, at least Howard Dean has some charisma. Al Gore, you know, I have some scrap wood on my backyard that's got as much charisma as Al Gore.
Yeah.
I think we need to elect Phil Murphy. We need to support my movie.
Maybe if Phil Murphy did the Dean Scream, that might help the budget negotiations.
Wah!
There you go. You got to do the arm.
Yeah, it was like...
Yeah.
I never understood why that ruined his career.
Well, that was back, the guy was excited.
That was back
in 2004 where presidential candidates were actually expected to have some sort of...
You would have thought that he had beaten puppies on that stage, man, the way people treated him. He was just excited. How many times have you seen your buddy and go, hey? Yeah. I mean, maybe it's just Jersey. Maybe we just yell a lot.
Well, that is true.
It's true. We yell a lot. We do. Some
of us come up with goofy podcasts like this to yell even more than normal.
It's true. But it's always fun. Yeah, all right, Pat. Anything else before we go? I think we've had too much fun for the evening.
No, that's it. Like I said, you know, less than 3 days until the budget shutdown.
Yes.
So we'll continue the countdown to the shutdown and see where we go from there.
You know, and I'll say this. You're getting a lot of these call this, call that. You know what? Don't read those scripts. You call those people and you tell them what you need. Mm-hmm. Tell them you need your mortgage forgiven, like the corporations always get shit forgiven. Tell them what you need. Mm-hmm. Don't tell them what the Democrats are saying to say. That's what I'll say. Mm-hmm. You call them and tell them what you need because you're the working class and these people work for you. Mm-hmm. Screw that.
There you go.
Donate money to www.njrevolutionradio. I'm going to get a banner once I get about $75 to $100. I'm going to get it union made too. So I'm going to support my comrades. Thank you very much for joining me, and we'll see you all soon. Good night, Pat.
Have a good night, everyone.